Okay, so relaxing, deepening your breathing, softening your body in the chair. Just let it support you. Let the feeling of breath and body become one. Let the softness of the love in the room surround you and fold you and bring you deeper into that space of you, that beautiful, angelic soul that came here to this planet, this Garden of Eden, to reawaken the light, to reawaken the hearts of humanity, to give and receive love, and to know the depth of your spiritual lineage, reaching backwards and forwards in time, to the other side of the veil, to be enveloped by the honoring and the timeless love of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This morning, I said I know who's here. I also said I know where I am. I would like to speak to those in the chairs once again. There's going to be two subjects tonight. Neither one of them will be that long. But first, I want to talk to you who live here. We find ourselves in what you would call Eastern Canada. And the attribute of this place is well known. And that is, it gets cold here. If you have followed my channeling, I have told you about the cycles of the planet and the fact that you are beginning one now. The climate change that you see is absolutely normal. It is not something that this planet has brought upon itself through things that it has put in the air. I'll say it again. The things you put in the air are liable to kill you, not the planet. The cycles that you see that you haven't been part of because you haven't lived long enough are here again. This is provable. The climatology people, especially those not invested in any kind of mythology or politics, we'll see it in the ice cores, in the tree rings. The planet goes through a natural cycle. And the cycle is cold. We have called it a mini ice age to alert you to the fact that it's not a big one. It's happened before. And when it does, there are attributes that you should know about. It gets cold and stays cold. It gets colder than normal. It gets so cold that ice storms might occur constantly. Now, I've given you this prediction, and it's not an esoteric prediction. It's telling you what the scientists are seeing. and yet there's very little action. We've given you some advice because we know it's coming here. Now, you can wait 15 to 20 years to say Cryan was right, we should do something. Or you can start now looking at this. It's an irony that hydro, the way you make your electricity itself, is going to be the thing that's going to make your grids fail. Freezing ice will stop the grid. Failures that cannot be resolved in a day or two or three. Power lines that go down and cannot be restored because an ice storm lasts for a month. Is it possible? Yes. This will not be the end of this city. It's simply a cold time. If you prepare for it, dear ones, you'll be fine. Already, you have so many things in place. Tunnels that take you between buildings. Trains that will take you safely from one place to another, no matter what the weather. But what are you going to do about the fact that your grids will fail? There's a number of you who are locals here that have seen this very profoundly, that when you'll have specifically an ice storm, you can't go anywhere. Freezing rain will not let you walk on the sidewalk. You have only one option, stay put. What if that sustained itself over a week or so and the electricity went out? Do I have to paint a picture? You must change the way you make electricity. Dear ones, it's here. It's already here. It's on the planet. It's been invented. I challenge those listening to this who live in this area or the provinces that are around you, listen to this. There are ways of making electricity, not hydro, that are only for city blocks or neighborhoods. So that if one fails, you can simply get your way next door. You won't have to wait for the utilities to bring hydro back, because they can't, and they won't be able to. It will be beyond the technology to restore this during an ice storm, during freezing rain. But you can always get next door. We've also said this, although it may be against your laws to use a wood-burning stove, there is no law against using one during the emergency. So you can own one and not use it and still be lawful. I would encourage you to own a wood-burning stove. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's coming. And what is coming is so beautiful for Gaia. Gaia goes through these cycles on a regular, ongoing basis in order to restore certain kinds of natural life on this planet. You may think the reefs are dying and that you're responsible until you look at a cycle before humans were here and the reefs died before the cycle. It is part of the way the oceans work. It's always accompanied by a warming cycle before it. Glaciers will then recede like they have in the past, and they will come back like they have in the past. It's a cycle, it's a cycle. Knowing this is coming, you can prepare this province and those around you so that you will sail right through it. You know it's coming, it's just going to be cold. Here we are in April and it's snowing. What a coincidence. You understand what I'm saying? That's the first subject I wanted to give you because I sit among you. Dear ones, don't let this surprise you. Don't let this surprise you. And if you doubt me, wait a while. Listen to what some of the scientists are going to say. It will be here. At its height, the cycle, 15 years, maybe 17. That's how long you have. You will have some of the coldest and warmest winters in the next few years. But in general, what you're going to see, more cold, lasting longer than ever before. It's not bad news. You have time. The greatest news is that, dear ones, you've decided as a human race to stay, evolve with a consciousness that's going to need a planet that thrives with the life you need for your food, for all the other things you need. The cycle will provide that. It always has. The oceans revitalize themselves. Here's the subject I promised to talk about. How old are you? I'm going to give you some basic truths. If I could title this, it would be Using Consciousness to Extend Life. If I ask you how old you were, you would do something extremely linear. You wouldn't ask your body. Who knows? You would count years from your birth. That will tell you your age in years. But it doesn't really tell you your lifespan. Interesting, isn't it? That in history, there were times when the average lifespan was not above 40. Today, you're measuring it at about 80 or so. Does your body know that? How old are you? Meaning this, where are you in the expectancy of how long you're going to live? And then I ask the question, who is doing the expecting? All of this to give you some information. Your lifespan is not determined by a scientist or by data collected anywhere. What you have done most of your life is to simply exist. Exist and be told about your life expectancy. This then gives you an idea of where you are in the scheme of how long you may live. Now turn the page, as my partner says. The human body itself is designed to live hundreds of years. The design is to live hundreds of years. And the reason it doesn't today is because consciousness is not raising to that level that believes that it will be past 80 years. The design is hundreds of years. Now, if you ask the body how old you are, it will know, and it won't count years. Forensically, there are tests in the levels you have, perhaps even of homocysteine and others, where your body will say, here is how old I am. Interestingly enough, those levels, when tested, might even go backwards. Because remember, it's chemical. It's measuring the health of you. And somehow, the body knows from birth to that place where you won't function anymore, it can then tell where you are. How old are you? You have no idea. You'd have to ask the body. Now, if the body can do that, what is it measuring? Is it possible that you could influence it? What if you determine how old you are and your life expectancy completely and totally apart from any scientific research or number of years you've been here? Many of you already know what I speak of. There are those old souls sitting in front of me who know about what I'm talking. And they will say, my body tells me that I'm far younger than the years that I've been on the planet, which is simply a measure from statistics. I want you to get this very clear. If this is the case, how could you then be younger than your years? What if somehow you reset the body clock by what you think, by how you act? Then comes this statement. Dear ones, what you think controls when you're going to die. Did you like that? No one likes to talk about that time of death. Inevitable. You've gone through it over and over and over. Inevitable. Why not extend it? Why do you have to then go through what some chart says? I'm going to give you right now some truths, profound truths. Don't be surprised if science comes again later and says, well, we've made some wonderful discoveries. You won't believe it. And I want you to turn to this channel and listen to it again, because I'm giving it to you today. Life expectancy is completely and totally controlled by consciousness. Period. Life expectancy is completely and totally controlled by consciousness. There will be the ones who would argue, and they say, why is it that you think, Cryon, that you can think your way past disease? What you think has nothing to do with what a human might catch along the way, a disease that might attach themselves to you in a place where there are certain diseases that are everywhere. You're not getting it if you are one of the intellectuals who will give me that argument. What if I told you this? I'm going to give you four things to think about that can change your life expectancy. What if I told you this? That a higher consciousness human being will not catch the disease, because the cellular structure will see it coming, will know what to do about it. It will not attach itself. Is that too much? So you see, consciousness has everything to do with disease. When you speak of healing, how do you explain some things that you see all over the planet? How do you explain the spontaneousness of healing, the remissions that happen so fast where disease just goes away? Could it be that the consciousness of the human being in a moment of sacredness says, I don't want this to be this way. I want to stay. And the whole body obeys it. And the disease goes away. Did you ever think that those miracles were self-created by the human being? What power you have in the way you think. Number one, who are you? You are a product, often, of what your parents said you were, who they said you could be or not. So many of you came from wonderful upbringing, and many of you did not. What did they tell you? Before you had any choice, what did you see? What did you experience that would give you an idea of who you are? Were you told you could do anything? Were you told you could do nothing? This may become controversial. I will add it in anyway. When you got old enough to make your own decisions, did you? When you went to that sacred place in the building where you would worship every weekend, what was your reaction when they told you you were born dirty? Who are you? Do you believe you came here to suffer? Do you believe that suffering is what God wants you to do? If you do, that's what you were told. Many of you awakened into self-awareness and started figuring it out yourselves. Well, it's not exactly as I was told at all. My parents, they didn't tell me that I could do this. Wow. Wow. And here I am doing it. Some of you have healed your own bodies. Wow. Who told you you could do that? Your body will react. Listen. There's somebody who needs to hear this right now. Right in this room. Your body will react to who you think you are. If you're nothing, you won't be with us that long. If you're here to suffer, your body hears that and says, well, it's time to suffer. Who are you, really? Who are you? What if you could sit up and say, I am magnificent. I'm a creature of the central source. I have a soul in me that's going to last forever. That's who I am. And I'm going to be here as long as appropriate. Body, are you listening? And then the body starts to have more energy. The body listens to you. You might actually hear a meeting in your cells going, did you hear that? We can live a lot longer. Did you hear that? That fear, the disease, that's crazy. It's not coming. Did you hear that? We can chase away what is bothering us. Because the human is in charge. The sacredness of you is in charge of you. That's the basic truth. That's number one. Who are you? If you're anything but magnificent, dear ones, why? Who told you? Think about it. Who told you that you are not magnificent? And you'll say, well, it's somebody I trusted. Maybe they didn't know. Maybe they still don't. I want you to sit there and listen and understand this is real. Number two. What do you think about your past? I gave a channeling recently where we challenged you to forgive everything that's ever happened to you in the past that would give you anxiety or hurt or heartbreak. That was that channel. This one's different. Oh, but they're related. Tell me about your past. And if I sat next to you And you began to tell me, what would it sound like? Oh, Kryon, oh, I'm glad I'm here today, but woe is me. I've had a past that was just awful. I've had things happen to me you don't want to know about. I've had people trick me. I've had my heart hurt. I've gone through horrible things to get to this place. So why don't you just add, and I'm going to die soon. Because you will. Sooner than you should. That's the point. If I say, tell me about your past, you say, there's been some challenges along the way, and my magnificence got me through all of them. Because I know where I'm from. I know who I am. Yes, there were some disappointments, maybe even a betrayal or two. That is their problem, not mine. I have recovered so completely. I didn't suffer because I know who I am. I've walked through this planet with old energy to get to this place because I know what I'm doing. I'm magnificent. Is that your past? And if it isn't, can it be? Can you rethink the way you talk to others about things that have happened to you and frame them in a positive way so your body can listen to the fact you didn't come here to suffer? You didn't. You may think you suffered in the past. That is a word you're using. Reframe it. You got through it because you're magnificent. Because of the magnificence, you're not going to have to go through it again in any lifetime. Did you know that? An awakening Akash will tell you those things to watch out for. That is your magnificence evolving to something even greater. That was number two. Think about this. How do you think about your past? Number three, how do you think about your future? You knew that was coming. Well, there are some who have said, well, if it's anything like the past, it's not going to be very pleasant. We'll say goodbye to you soon. You'll be right. Yep. And there are so many who are so afraid of the future, they're not going to go there. They are targeting with consciousness every cell of their body and saying, well, we probably shouldn't be here. And your body is listening to everything you say. Do you know the future? Of course not. But can you send light in front of you on that railroad track you see of every day? Can you put light there so that all you see is light? Tomorrow, what are you going to have? I have light. And the next day, I'm not there yet. But tomorrow, I have light. And when I get up the next day, I'm going to have light. Because I am a light worker, and I'm magnificent. And I spread light wherever I walk. That's who I am. And my future will reflect that. And the body's going to go, wow, with that, you're going to live a long time. Let's all cooperate. Your DNA is programmed to listen to consciousness. Did you hear that? The genes that the DNA makes are programmed to listen to you. What are you telling them about your future? Is it fearful? Are there ways that you can frame that which you say about even the things that come at you, which are perhaps the most challenging, that you could reframe them in a way that says, and I'm going to walk right into it with my light and come out the other side just fine. I'm going to be here a long time. Let me tell you what happens internally with a cellular structure that's advanced enough to be listening to a higher consciousness. Let me just tell you. Inside, there is a system, a process. It even involves the immune system. that is going to start changing and hardening, that's where the disease will not attach to you. Because it knows you're going to be here and you have work to do. It knows you're working in the light, and it knows that's why you're here. An entire cellular structure that knows what you're thinking and saying and will extend your life years past what any doctor says. Number four, I've changed the order. I was going to put this first, and now I'm putting it last before we close. And it's hard to describe. When I sat in Hawaii some months ago, I told you of the grandness and the beauty of the teachings of the Pleiadians. I told you of a teaching wheel they had, just a template they used to teach the basics of humanism, of life. And one of the five spokes of the teaching wheel had to do with life extension. And it hides because you don't expect it. I told you that the children, we didn't spend a whole lot of time on that, but as you got older, you did. How do I tell you this? I once channeled that of the things that pass through the veil untouched, one of them is laughter. If you get to the other side of the veil, do you laugh? Constantly. In your own way. You might say that the name you have in light shimmers with joy and laughter constantly. That's what compassion does. It frees you and makes you so peaceful that you just want to burst out in song and laughter and joy. Just like you did when you were a child and didn't know any better. When you were a child and had no worries of the earth. When you didn't have to worry about anything except how long you could play. And you giggled at everything. You'd walk along the street and see an insect and you would laugh at how cute and funny it was. You'd gaze at the sky in so much innocence and smile and wonder why it was always blue, but it was so beautiful. Even when it snowed, the first snow was magical. Can you remember the first time you saw the diamonds on the leaves in that morning sun? It was so mystical and magical. And you just wanted to burst out in laughter. Dear ones, how do I say this? If you don't still have that, your body knows it. You're not going to live as long as you'd like. That child within is not something subtle. It's either there or it isn't, and if it isn't, you've got to find it through your magnificence so you can have joy and laughter. And it should be the first thing that happens, not the last thing. When you walk into a situation you've never been, is there a smile on your face or is there a frown of fear? Because you don't know where you are. You don't know how things work. You go into a government building where you're going to have to fill out a lot of forms. Where is the inner child? What if it was right there? Look at all the forms. This is going to be interesting. I'm going to get through all of them because I'm magnificent. Do you still have the ability to look at the diamonds on the leaves and the branches after that first snow to see rainbows glistening and laugh about it? Can you look at all the good things around you? Can you see an infant, a child, and relate to them? I was there. It was good. It still is. Is there joy in your life? Because if there isn't, the body will know it. A joyless human who complains and doesn't expect much from the future has an immune system that is calling out to the disease. Where are you? Come on. Can't be here forever. And I just gave you truth, absolute truth. Using this alone, just these four things, there are those who listen to this channel who can extend their lives by a decade or more, way past the place you were expected to live, and be healthy all the way to the end. Old souls are going to start living longer because you're going to pick this up and know what I'm talking about and do it. There's appropriate death, and sometimes it's when you're young, so you can come back and do things you couldn't at an older age. There are things, of course, I'm talking about the average life expectancy of you right now. You want to extend it and be healthy in the process. I just gave you the four secrets. This whole day's teaching has been about coherence. It's been about what consciousness has been measured to be able to do. Finally, science has said consciousness must be physics, and I just gave you physics and chemistry, using your consciousness to keep you here a long time. Think on these things. They're not that hard. Who are you? Dear ones, these are the teachings of the Pleiadians in their most basic form. Consciousness over everything. Laughter, joy is the key. Go from this place with these things, some of which might be new to you. Practice them and see how it feels. It's time. I have spoken to a few of you tonight, and you felt it. I know your name. I want you to be here a long time, dear ones. A long time. A long time. And so it is.